And this is Ozarks at Large. Representatives from state and national hunger relief organizations gathered at the Jones Center in Springdale yesterday for the first time to discuss ways to encourage clients to make healthy food choices to deter chronic disease. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich was there, and she has this report.
The day-long conference was hosted by the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, Feed Communities, and University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, headquartered in Little Rock. Pearl McAlfish is director of UAMS Northwest Office of Community Health and Research in Fayetteville.
We really wanted to bring together food pantries and meal programs and other advocacy organizations to talk about hunger and also to talk about what they can do to make, to help the community be healthier.
More than 120 individuals turned out to learn how poverty may impose chronic health risks, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
So often we see people consuming things like ramen noodles and other very high carbohydrate, low nutritional content foods. And what we want to be able to provide are fruits and vegetables, lean meats and proteins, so that people really have an opportunity not only to fill their bellies, but to fill their bodies with the most nutritional food available.
The event was co-facilitated by Kent Eikenberry, president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, headquartered in Bethel Heights. The regional food bank supplies local free food pantries where clients access healthy foods but have historically sourced low nutrition, carb-rich items like mac and cheese, sugary cereals and drinks, cake mixes, and high-sodium canned foods.
That's true. We buy about 20 to 25% of the product we distribute, and so we are very conscious on what we buy. Now, the donated food, I'm certainly not going to throw it away or turn it away, but it is important that, you know, for the part that we do, we work hard on working on nutrition.
Obesity affects a third of all Americans, but in Arkansas, nearly 40% are obese, 19% are kids, among the highest rate in the nation. Diabetes and hypertension are chronic. 9% of Americans have diabetes, 13% of Arkansans do. We also have the seventh highest rate of hypertension in the United States. A lack of physical activity is culprit partly, but so is food insecurity. This is Pearl McAlfish delivering opening remarks.
But about 15% of Americans are food insecure. Again, when you look at our Arkansas numbers, that comes to almost one in five. So 20% are food insecure.
Placing Arkansas in second place in food insecurity nationwide, which is one reason why this conference was convened. The keynote address was delivered by Jessica Hager, a community health and nutrition expert with Feeding America, headquartered in Chicago. Feeding America is a nationwide network of more than 200 food banks that feed more than 46 million people through 60,000 food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and other community-based agencies.
So in the U.S., we have 49 million who are food insecure, and our collective network, again, serves 46. And one of our key priorities moving forward has really been to ensure that we're sourcing more healthful food items. And so we're happy to share that 68% of the food that Feeding America sources to food banks does align with the USDA dietary guidelines.
The latest FDA guidelines suggest our meals ought to consist of fruits and vegetables, lean protein, low-fat dairy, and lots of water to drink. But Feeding America spokesperson Jessica Hager says food insecure people are concerned with survival.
So hunger is something that I experience a lot. I've missed breakfast or the lunch hour is around, I'm like, oh, I'm really hungry. And so that's something that we all experience. It's that tummy grumbling, but we do not all experience food insecurity. Food insecurity is the lack of access to enough food for a healthy and active life.
Feeding America, which maps food insecurity across the United States, cites that 66% of households choose food over medicine. But there are other elements at play as well.
As many as you know, there's chronic stress when one's experiencing food insecurity. A lot of times you might hear the term toxic stress. So what that does to the physiology of your body and how your body responds to that. We also look at self-efficacy, bandwidth, competing demands, binge and fast cycles, employability, and stability. The one that I'll talk a little bit about is binge and fast cycles. So again, that's you may get your SNAP, your food stamp money, go in the store, you're able to eat for 2 weeks, and then your SNAP dollars run out, and so you're eating less at the end of the month, or maybe not eating at all. But that cycle of eating that way is kind of hard on your body and how it learns to digest and hold on to food and nutrients.
Hager also cites that food insecurity may lead to cardiovascular disease, cancer, osteoporosis, and tuberculosis. So the big question is, how can food banks and food pantries promote healthy choices for clients?
So traditionally in our system, what we're proposing is that there's opportunity, because you all are trusted community partners, that there's ways for us to engage with the health promotion earlier on up in the stream.
A trend among food insecurity experts is the use of subtle health coaching techniques called nudging.
So nudges are a low-cost option for the distribution of healthful foods, and these emerge from the field of behavioral economics. And so we work with Cornell University on this work. They're essentially subconscious cues in the environment. If you've ever gone to the grocery store, if your child has ever gotten something in their cafeteria line, and you're like, I didn't put that on my grocery list, but I walked out with gum or whatever it was you got, you were probably nudged to get that. And so, again, these are really simple ways. Essentially, if you want folks to take more apples because you got a huge thing of apples in, you could put them in a basket. We found folks are more likely to take that those apples just because of the way it's placed in the food pantry setting.
The Northwest Arkansas Conference was also hosted by Feed Communities based in Fayetteville. Feed Communities facilitates classes on nutrition, gardening, and distribution of fresh produce from farms and community and private gardens to local food pantries. Ken Patterson, executive director of Feed Communities, says his organization has begun to coach diverse communities in Northwest Arkansas on healthy food choices.
You know, especially with the Marshallese community, because it's still a fairly new community here in our area. We work through churches, generally, the Marshallese churches that have opened their doors in an amazing way to us. People are very engaged with the idea of gardening, attending our classes on nutrition, attending our classes on gardening. And through that process, of course, we are committed to learning more about how we can best serve them. They've been very good about saying, no, this is exactly the challenges that our community faces, either old habits that they've had, either traditionally or, you know, from the island that needs to be maybe changed. There is a high rate of diabetes within the community. A lot of that comes down to just poor choices or, again, tradition. And so we are learning to work within that community and trying to make those messages resonate with people within the community that they understand, and it's not just coming from an outside, so to speak, source, that it's coming from somebody in their own community.
Ken Patterson says food banks and pantries need to step up and serve on the front line as both food providers and health coaches. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.